the Africa region. So it's a great pleasure to invite Amina Hansali, who's agreed to do this talk at very short notice. So I appreciate all the efforts you've been to make sure that we have a representation from the continent. Amina is head of the STI laboratory, the National STI laboratory in Rabat in Morocco. She's the regional chair of IOSTI Africa and will be the president of the 2016 World IOSTI Conference in Morocco. So you're going to talk to us about gonococcal antimicrobial resistance surveillance. Thanks very much.
Thank you, David. Thank you. I will try to give you an idea about what is happening in Africa, especially in Morocco, about the gonococcal antimicrobial resistance surveillance. So many countries in Africa have a weak surveillance system for data collection on STIs and hardly any program for gonococcal EMR assessment. The adoption of the syndromic approach to the diagnosis of and the management of STIs has led to no collection of genital specimens for routine laboratory analysis. And in Africa, gonococcal EMR surveys are implemented only in a few countries as a specific research project, except in South Africa, where they have a real surveillance system. Even if a few studies have been conducted in some countries in Africa, the results show that quinolone cannot be used at the first line treatment of gonorrhea, and the treat of EMR in Neisseria gonorrhoeae to third generation of cephalosporin is real and imminent, as shown raising MIC. Morocco has implemented the syndromic approach since 1998 at the national level, and STI surveillance system was developed and implemented in the same year. Since this date, laboratories do not receive patients with genital infection for analysis, and therefore the result to have a very small collection of gonococcal strain at national level. STI surveillance system in Morocco is based on universal syndromic cases notification, on several STI prevalence studies, and on only two studies on gonococcal EMR monitoring in 2001 and in 2009. This last study in 2009 shown us that the resistance has increased for ciprofloxacin, which was the first line treatment for gonorrhea in our approach, syndromic approach. Then, following this result and following the launch of the Global Action Plan by the WHO, the Ministry of Health in Morocco decided to launch in 2013 a national surveillance program of EMR in Neisseria gonorrhoeae, which is called MORGAS, Gonococcal Antimicrobial Surveillance Program in Morocco. This MORGAS was implemented with the financial support obtained through the Global Fund. MORGAS aims not only to provide data on gonococcal susceptibility in timely manner, but also to include an external quality control at the national level, and also to provide training to the laboratory staff on STIs, laboratory diagnosis, and especially on gonococcal EMR monitoring. MORGAS started in March 2013. The monitoring has been implemented in five cities in Morocco. The surveillance will be done over a period of 5 months every 2 years, and we fixed the sample size to 700 by round, and we expected to have 200 strain each round. More gas is organized like this. We choose 3 primary health centers by city. The erythral specimen are collected in these primary health centers from men who consult for erythral discharge. And after, the specimen are sent to the regional laboratory where the Neisseria gonorrhoeae and the antibiogram are done, and after that the strain are sent to the reference STI laboratory in the National Institute of Hygiene. After a year of the launch, instead of 700 samples, we obtained only 130 samples, and instead of 200 isolates, we isolate just 34 strains. In this year, we encountered several problems. All the sites failed to collect isolate in sufficient number. We obtained no real involvement of a doctor in the primary health center. They refuse sometimes to do samples because they have a lot of work in their centers. Very few patients consult for urethral discharge. Men prefer to go to private sector or to go directly to the pharmacy to get medicine. Sometimes patients took antibiotic before consulting, but they don't tell that to the doctor. Several times the sampling are not well done, and most of time the samples take long time to arrive to laboratory. In 2014, after this result, we changed our plan, and now we are trying to implement another plan in at the national level. And now, instead of to have just 3 primary health centers by city, we will try to have more than that, and 8 to 10 primary health centers. And instead of to do the sampling here in this primary health center, the patients are sent to the laboratory to do the sampling, and after they return to the center to have treatment. The plan B started in May in one city in Morocco, and after 1 month we received 15 samples that were collected, and we isolate 10 gonococcal strain. Right now, no resistance to ceftriaxone for our strain. Starting 3 June, this plan was launched in a second city, and not samples yet, maybe this week, but I'm not in the lab. But we will try to implement this plan this year in several cities. And if it works, we will have the possibility to follow regularly the trend of the resistance to our strain. Sorry. In conclusion, due to the report of treatment failure of gonorrhea to oral cephalosporin in a number of countries, and the need of a sample of systematic GASP in Neisseria is necessary and imminent. But to implement GASP in Africa, we need to provide training for laboratory staff. We need also to provide training for healthcare providers. And we need to ensure quality assurance for each participant in laboratory. And finally, we need to have a number of centers in the region that can provide assistance to the monitoring of antimicrobial resistance. To conclude, I want to share with you our template for the next World Congress, IOC World Congress, which will be held in Morocco, especially in Marrakesh. And so for those who have never been to Marrakesh, it will be a good opportunity to attend this Congress and to visit our lovely city of Marrakesh. So welcome to Marrakesh in 2016, and thank you. Yeah.